Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This, what a great fucking game. What a great fucking game. I mean, this is what we've been waiting for so many years. 16 fucking years. We made the playoffs last year. And we're not in the playoffs yet, but we're still playing important games in April. And this is what we have been fucking asking for of this team. And I just fucking love it. I love it. You know, regardless of what happens Friday, I still love it. Tonight was a very special night. It was a very special night for this team.
Honestly, I don't even know what to say. That game, like, what? Honestly, like, I'm literally speechless. I'm like, I cannot believe the Kings put on that kind of game in an elimination game as well. They really learned. They really learned. They're really growing up right in front of our eyes. And it's beautiful to see.
They saved their best game for when it counted.
Ridiculous. By far the best game of the season. It's not even close.
Yeah. No, you couldn't have asked for a better game. Let's get started, shall we? Shout out everyone here. Some old faces. I love to see it. It's a big game for us, so I'm glad y'all are here to celebrate with us. Let's get started. First quarter, Keegan Murray hits 4 threes. Keon gets 2 steals. Curry only took 4 shots. I'll give some credit to Keegan, but at the same time, I'm pretty sure Stephen Curry was conserving his energy. Kings up 31-22. Second quarter, Ellis gets a steal off Clay. Keon again gets a key offensive rebound off a Fox miss and drops off to Domas for a dunk. Keon punches in a 3. Keon blocks Kuminga's floater. Shout out to Jonathan Kuminga. He goes off for 3 straight buckets. Kings 16-point lead is cut to 4 at the half. Kings up 54-50. Naima and Elizabeth, thoughts?
I mean, just what a great first half, you know, and just seeing Keegan get going early. He had like 14 points in the first quarter, just being so aggressive. Just they made it a point to get him involved early, and I absolutely fucking love that. Like, he was doing his damn thing in that first quarter, and I loved it. And you know, like, the offensive rebounding, I think we had like 6 just in the first quarter, was incredible. We were taking care of the ball. We weren't settling for the 3. We got a lot of good open shots. And then just on the defensive end, we were so, 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 so active. I mean, just the rotations were fucking beautiful. I mean, just the first half was just, it was excellent. And you couldn't ask for, you know, more. I knew they were going to make their run in the second half. Or, you know, the second quarter, that was, and you know, inevitable. I mean, this is just how the NBA is. But for them to, you know, still keep their foot on the gas, they kind of started struggling, you know, on the offensive end, but they still were able to maintain, you know, on the defensive end. So, yeah, just a great, great half, first half from the team overall. Just everyone contributing, you know, doing what they could tonight to help, you know, this win.
I just, like, regardless of, like, the score and everything, the energy the Kings came out with to play was just, it was incredible. Like, Keegan came out to play, Keon came out to play, Fox and Dome, like, everybody, like, they did what they had to do. Yeah, unfortunately, it was just a 4-point game at the half. But it's still, like, I just loved the energy they played with, because if they came out with any other type of energy on the home court, like, So I'm just very happy with how they, and like Keegan going absolutely Fuego in that first quarter was just everything. Like, it was just beautiful to watch Keegan, like, literally blossom right in front of our eyes. And he just played a great, great half and a great, just a great game overall, as we saw in the second half as well.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, 100%. And shout out to the Golden Wind crowd for keeping that hype energy, like, for the whole game. It started probably before tip off. I wasn't in the building, of course, but yeah, shout out to them, and shout out for the Kings for setting the tone. Seriously, on the defensive end, especially Keon swarming and then Keegan on Curry, just denying him the ball in the passing lanes. And yeah, I'm not going to give him all the credit, because we all know Steph was conserving his energy for the second half. Moving forward, third quarter, Ellis gets a steal, which leads to a Keegan three. Keegan steals a Curry pass. Ellis punches in another three off a Domas paint spray. Shout out to Len for back tap and a Fox miss, which ended up in a Fox three. Keegan hits a sixth three. Keon Ellis blocks Curry to end the quarter. Kings up 91-76. You could kind of feel it, but I think we all know how Kings leads go for this whole season. So I wasn't resting at all. Fourth quarter, Domas makes a putback slam, which brings down Golden One. Harrison Barnes posts up Draymond Green, one of his biggest critics, and hits the fadeaway. Keegan hits his 7-3. Our beam team takes care of business. JaVale McGee throws it down to pop Golden One. Kings win 118-96. My co-pilots, your reactions.
I mean, like I said, just this game, like, I know everyone was so worried because I could see it on the timeline. I could see it in messages. People were like, well, here's this 20-point lead. You know, they're going to blow it. You know, people just, you know, obviously I get it because that's been the story of a lot of this season. But tonight just felt different. The team defensively, I mean, Keon motherfucking Ellis, like, regardless of what he did on the offensive end, because he absolutely killed it, his defense tonight, he was exhausted, and you could see it. And I just love that you knew Steph was going to get going in the second half. You knew it. But as long as you can contain him and not let him just go on an absolute heater like he did in Game 7 last year, you're going to be okay. And Klay not scoring a single fucking point, because you always got to worry about Klay, because Klay can get his too. But Andrew Wiggins struggled. I mean, it was like their young guys that stepped up. But you contained, you know, the big-headed monster. And that's all you got to ask for and give yourself a chance to win. But the rebounding was tremendous tonight. I thought everyone just had a really, really fucking good game. Trey Lyles coming off the bench providing. Even Davion struggled offensively, but still defensively, I thought he was aggressive. You know, he was doing all he could do, you know, against Chris Paul. I think he was matched up against Draymond in some situations. Like, but Mike Brown tonight coached his fucking ass off. There was a point in the game, we're up like 20 points, you guys, and he's yelling at Keon to get back, to go get Steph. And it's like, game's most likely over unless, like, you know, shit just like hits the fan. And he's yelling, and I love that intensity because he knows, he watched Steph Curry on that bench for many, many years just cook teams again and again. So tonight, it was special. Everyone did their damn thing. De'Aaron Fox had a great game. He didn't settle for the three, which I absolutely fucking loved. He was getting to his spots. He was being aggressive. Like, he got hit in the head by Jonathan Kuminga for an and one. And he's circling his finger to challenge it. And I fucking died laughing because the Troll Fox, when Troll Fox comes out, that is the best year in Fox. When Pissed Off Fox comes out, that is the best year in Fox. So this is such a big win tonight. And I'm going to enjoy every freaking minute of it. Because like I said, we've been asking for this for so many years, just to have a chance and play some meaningful games in April. And while it's not over, it's not that the job's not done yet. Tonight was a very, very big win for this team. And I just absolutely loved that. The timeline was cooking, saying Sacramento has some of the best fans in the NBA, and that is so fucking true. Like, the way this fan base rides or dies for this team is so amazing. and I just love it. So I'm so happy we got the win tonight. I'm literally going to enjoy the next couple of days before the next game, because everyone I know is scared about the next opponent. But enjoy tonight, guys, because tonight was a very, very special night for this team.
Yeah, it was just an incredible win. And for Keon and Keegan to step up like that, honestly, it was incredible to watch. Like, for them on both sides of the ball, because they were both guarding, switching off. And I think that was intentional from Mike Brown for them to switch off, Curry, like that. So for them to guard Curry and then also hit shots on the other side, huge. It was just huge. Like, overall, everyone just played well. I think there was a stat out there that every single Kings starter scored 15 or more points. So it was just beautiful to watch. And I'm just so happy that the Kings were able to pull out a win, and especially a win like that. It was beautiful to watch. And for it to be against the Warriors, for us to possibly end their dynasty and, you know, break up the ban. I mean, you literally cannot write this any better for Kings fans after what happened last year and what has happened, you know, for decades. So it's just an incredible win overall. And yeah, like Liz said, like, this isn't like the end of it. Like, we still have to play the Pelicans next game, but, you know, enjoy it while it lasts. And, like, you know, we can move on once that, at least, you know, till tomorrow, we can enjoy this win. And yeah, light the beam.
100%. I love that HB, who gets shit on anytime he lays a goose egg or anytime he has a bad game, came through and made big shots in the second half. And I can't say enough about that little post up on Draymond. My goodness. And then I love that we beat one of our final bosses in what could be the last game of the season in Golden One. Who knows? But if that was, what a perfect last game to have. And we all know what Keegan looked like. He looked like a bona fide second option, maybe even the best player on the floor at times, which is far ahead of schedule. We all know he struggled this whole season offensively. So it was nice to see him put it all together in the game that mattered the most so far. And yeah, what a wonderful, wonderful game. We are going to open up the mics. And I didn't even praise Keon, because I really want you guys. I know you guys are going to do it for us. So let's have it. Let's talk. Let's get in here.
Everyone, please, just real quick, too, please look at the fucking picture I just posted in the Jumbotron. Rain's face in this fucking picture is, like, probably the greatest thing of the night. Like, he made his national TV appearance tonight, and he absolutely cooked with that face. So I fucking love it. The Fox family literally should go into the Hall of Fame of Sacramento if there was one, because they are so fucking great in this community. I absolutely just love it. But yeah, that picture is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that was amazing. Like, Rainey got all the screen time front and center. The Mavs fan, our resident Mavs fan.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new Day all-purpose cleaner cleans and kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria on hard, non-porous surfaces around your home with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
And Clayton is here. What's going on, sir?
Well, hopefully it's a little bit more than one more time, assuming y'all win Friday, which I think y'all will. Now that the it sucks because I don't know if y'all watched the game before, but Zion went out with like 2 minutes to go. He was balling. But y'all should definitely win Friday. It'll be tough in New Orleans, but I mean, six times got to be the charm for the Kings. Just watching this game as an NBA fan, I'm happy for y'all. After what happened last year against the Warriors in that epic series, just the way that it went down, and the crushing blow that y'all had, this has got to. I can't mean as a Mavs fan. It's kind of like when we got over that hump in 2011, winning the championship. I mean, it's not winning a championship, but to me, for y'all, it kind of like is, because the Warriors have been there and done that. And y'all basically just ended their dynasty, is what I think. I don't think Klay Thompson's coming back to the Warriors. Y'all ended their dynasty. And hopefully y'all celebrate that tonight. But y'all got a quick turnaround on Friday. I want to give a shout-out to former Mav Harrison Barnes. Harrison Barnes came out, and I love the dude. I always will have a spot for Harrison Barnes. The dude made some clutch shots tonight. He wasn't the reason y'all won the game, but I tell you right now, he is a veteran presence that team needed, and the dude knows how to win. Harrison Barnes, even when he was on the Mavs, he was one of my favorite players when he played alongside Dirk for those last few years of Dirk's time in Dallas. But as far as the Kings are concerned, I'm telling y'all right now, if y'all win on Friday, I got y'all beating the Thunder. I think y'all can do it. I mean, I don't want to underrate the Thunder. I think they're a great team, but I think Sabonis will have a field day with Chet Holmgren and their front line. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. I think that's just Sabonis will go out there and dominate them. But a shout out to Keegan Murray. I love watching Kings games, and I'm not even a Kings fan. I just like watching basketball. I'm an NBA fan. Yeah, I'm a Mavs fan. That's my team. And we're going to whoop that other team from LA. You can bet that. Those Clippers are going down. But I'm going to tell you right now, if y'all match up with the Thunder, I got Kings winning that series in 7 games. And I want y'all to beat the Pelicans because I think the Kings have a better chance of beating the Thunder than the Pelicans do. That's just me, especially now with the Zion injury. We'll see how that looks, but I don't think he's playing on Friday against y'all. I mean, what do y'all think about that matchup? Or do y'all just want to stick on the Warriors game for now? That y'all finally beat y'all's crosstown, so-called crosstown rival, finally got that monkey off y'all's back. I mean, what do y'all think about the New Orleans game on Friday?
Really quick, I'll talk about them really quick, and Liz and Naima can chime in as well, but we'll still talk about the game. We'll talk about them later, but I'll just say this. They've beat us, what, 5 times already? For whatever reason, actually a multiple of reasons, they are just strong where we're weak. We cannot hang with young, lengthy, athletic teams like them. I hate seeing injuries, but yeah, that might prove to be beneficial to us. It will be, because Zion is a motherfucker. And yeah, it's tough, so I hope he has a speedy recovery. But again, that's key for us. And then B.I. just does not look the same since he came back from injury. So yeah, if anything, they probably would have beat the Lakers if they kind of sat B.I. and had him come off the bench, honestly. But that's a whole nother story. I do want to talk about this game. Clayton, we appreciate you. Yeah, feel free to stay on And we'll I definitely want to praise you guys for the trades that you made. PJ Washington is just one of my guys.
I'm definitely gonna stay on and listen to this space. I really enjoy your space. And I told you when you first invited me on when y'all were playing the Mavs a few weeks ago, I will definitely be back to this space. And yeah, Brandon Ingram just doesn't look like the same player. And I don't know what's going on with CJ McCollum. That dude had a dud tonight.
No, he only plays good against us, man. So it is what it is. And so he'll probably be hot fire when he plays us. So we'll see. But thanks, man, for coming through. Nabil, a Raptors fan, I hope you come in peace. What's going on?
Yeah, I come in peace. Don't worry. I just want to say congrats to you guys. You beat the Warriors. You ended their dynasty. I watched some of the game until halftime, and then I had to do a few things. But what I could tell is that this game was really energetic. Lots of guys getting involved. Keegan Murray, I've always liked watching him when I get a chance to. He's a great shooter, and he's only going to get better. He's still very young. Keon Ellis, I didn't know much about him before he got into the starting role with Monk being out and Herter being out and whatnot. But he stepped up today with 15 points. So good to see that from him. But you guys beat them by double digits, and you're moving on to play the Pelicans. And I hope that you beat them, because Kings and Thunder first round matchup would be fun to watch. Two young teams-ish going at it. And it would just make the NBA playoffs more interesting. But I just wanted to come on here and say congrats that you won, and good luck the rest of the way.
Nabil, we appreciate that. And you always know who the true Hoop fans are when they say things like that. I mean, yeah, good basketball is Kings versus Thunder for sure. And I love that. That's what I think. If you really love basketball, that's what you want to see, man. It's state-of-the-art basketball being played. So we appreciate you coming through, man, for sure.
Thank you.
Manny, what's up, man?
Warriors, no more games to play. What's up, Daly? I've been talking about this for 2 weeks. When all this started going down and they were kind of taking a backslide, I said, I want the Warriors. Right? I didn't care. I wanted the Warriors, bro. And I know some people are like, oh, I don't want to play them. You know, it's like, dude, let's get over these demons. Like, if we're going to sit there and slide, if we're going to be in that 9-10, then that's who I want to play. That's who I want to beat. And if we don't beat them, so be it. I don't really care, but that's who I want to play, because I believe we can beat them. In the last couple of days, I've been preaching on D'Lo and Casey. I've been preaching in the chatty house. I've been talking to people like, bro, we're winning this game.
Hello?
Yeah, hold off, man.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, you good?
Yeah, you're good. Keep going.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're good.
Oh, my bad. I thought someone said. So, yeah, like, I've been preaching it. Like, let's go, man. Like, I felt good yesterday. I woke up this morning and said, we're going to win today, man. Like, I know we can win. I don't know if it's going to be by 4 or 5. There's no Miss Cleo over here. But I was like, we're going to win. We're going to win. And as soon as after that first quarter, I was like, all right, man, this is how we're supposed to start the game. Halftime rides in, a little shaky in that second quarter. Sabonis was kind of irritating me a little bit because I wanted him to be more aggressive. But I was still like, man, let's go. No worries. And then just blew the roof off, man. And then look at that. The Warriors, and then look who we play next. It's the Pelicans, another one. Another team that to get over that hump. 0-5 this year. I don't care. We're going to beat them on Friday. And then after that, everything after that is just house money. Like, we play OKC. Yeah, I'd love to beat them, all that good stuff. But no matter what happens in that series, like, this is a stepping stone. And even if Friday, to be honest with you, if something doesn't go right and for some odd reason, and I'm telling you, I have no doubt in my mind that we're going to win this on Friday. Like, no doubt. But if for some reason something goes off, you know, goes off the bend and we don't, it's still the maturity we showed in this game. Coming up big in this game, these guys shutting down Klay Thompson, 0-10, looking like an old washed up rag doll out there. He didn't know what he was like. You can look at his face. He looked like a deer in headlights. He did not know what was going on. And the only reason they even stayed in the game for so long had nothing to do with their big three. It was all Kuminga. It was all Moody. It was all Paz. Like, it was their young guys, the future of that team, that held that team together. Otherwise, they would have lost by 50 or 60 points easily if it wasn't for that, for those couple young guys. Like, that team is through. We are the team in California. F the Lakers, F the Warriors, all that good stuff. This is an up-and-coming team. This game meant everything to this organization and to the fans. Again, like, it showed the maturity, it showed growth, even after all the ups and downs of this season. It showed you at full potential, even without Monk or Herter. When they're on, when they're hitting all cylinders, there are not many teams in this league that can run with them like that when they're all on cylinders. So, man, kudos to them for coming through. Kudos for Keegs and Fox, all of them. I'm so happy for them. Man, I'm happy for y'all. Like, this is so exciting. And like I said, man, we're going to light this beam. They're going to shut down their lights over there in the Bay. And this light's staying on, man. That's it.
Thanks, Manny. But real quick question, and since you mentioned him, does Domas kind of silence his critics with this performance, or do we have to wait for a full playoff series?
I'm betting that the narrative is going to be that they won. I can see them say they won in spite of him, right? Because he did a lot of things that he usually does that they always just overlook anyway. If he had came out and had like a, not to say that he should have, but like a 35-20 game, that would have silenced them. But because he moved the way he usually moves, and I'm not going to lie, again, I said like in the first half, I was kind of critical of him myself a little bit because I thought there was times that he had a mouse in the house and he wasn't aggressive, that I would have loved to see him be aggressive. But I wasn't mad at him. It was more about my feelings about wanting to see him silence the critics more than anything. So I wouldn't put that on him. That's more on me. But I think because of the way he moved that game and because Keegan has such a monster game and Keon has such a monster game, that's all the critics going to talk about. They're going to talk about that, those two more than anything, how Fox was steady, and they're still going to say, well, Sabonis had whatever game he had. That's just how they move. We got to get over that. That's our guy. He knows we love him. He ain't not going nowhere. The national media can spin whatever the hell they want to spin. We know without him, we're not going anywhere. So that's all there is to it.
Well, to me, he did as usual. He did his normal day, which is a double-double, 16 points. And it's like, that's still a playoff performer. You don't have to go above and beyond to be considered a playoff performer. He just did his average, which is totally fine. Thank goodness everybody else stepped up and killed it. But so, yeah, I still think he has a ways to go before he silences his critics, but I will take this performance.
You're a rational person, though, Daly. They're not rational. So,
well, yeah, and then not only that, they're not even going to give Keegan or Keon credit. They're going to just talk about how Clay didn't perform well and so on. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Dr. Claw, good to see you. What's happening?
Well, first of all, congratulations to the Kings. I know this is a night where it's easy to do the hammer dance on the grave of the Warriors. And let me know that, just like my man Branzino said earlier, fuck Draymond. But I think the Kings really deserve this congratulation because even though it was a one-game elimination, this is a team that they've always had issues with. I still think they should have won last year's playoff series, but you know, I won't get into all that. But it was good to see Sabonis actually withstand all the BS. It was great to see Keegan Murray have the game he did. It was great to see Keon Ellis step up when Malik Monk couldn't play. It was great to just see the team just do what they can do. I know it's been a real struggle this season with the Kings. You know, they fell out of like playoff clinching and into the play-in, and then they had to play the Warriors. And even before when that matchup happened, I was like, you know what? The refs are going to pull off some bullshit. And then the Kings beat them by 24 at home and got the light that beat. And that's just a wonderful thing to see as a fan, a wonderful thing for this fan base to experience because the Warriors have just been ass. It was great to see the PBS logo face, Klay Thompson, come out with zero in his entire game. And it was finally good to see, you know, Braymond and Captain Binky, that's Steph Curry, because, you know, he has that Binky in his mouth, that that mouth guard. To see them just catch this L in this way, because I know there was a lot of people who just had this arrogance about them. Of, oh, this is just the Kings. We always beat them, you know. And look, it's not been a secret this season. The Warriors have been ass. Like, they've been ass from the start of the season to the end of the season. And, I mean, my Cavaliers swept them, and that was glorious, especially the way they got swept. Draymond getting ejected in one game and Jared Allen kicking him in the balls in the other game. And both double-digit blowouts. But watching the Kings just struggle the way that they've had, whether it be injuries or just, like, just not having it in the game, to come together in a game they had to win with all the players they had, and, like, even, like, Harrison Barnes, who, you know, had that questionable outing in the last year's playoffs, just to see all of that come together for the team in their home court, it's a beautiful thing to see. So congratulations to the Kings. Light the beam. You know how it is. Best of luck going forward.
Dr. Claw, we appreciate you, and good luck to your Cavs against those young punks. Hopefully your guys show them a lesson or two. You know what I mean? Thank you.
I just want to say real quick, Jaylee, before our next speaker, there is some incompetence that happened on the timeline earlier saying that Harrison Barnes should have been benched tonight. Yeah, he had 17 points tonight. So, like, what the fuck are we doing?
Fifth option Harrison Barnes did exactly what a fifth option should do, and really, really well. Yeah, he struggled in the first half, and then he came through in the second. Perfect performance in my eyes. Franchise, what's going on?
You know, passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll be inviting everyone over. From barbecues to girls' night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy, the way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
For me, I've been a Kings fan for a long time, since like 1996, 1995, somewhere in there. And, you know, throughout the 2000s, my kind of mantra, you could write it on my forehead, is like, we just need a coach. Like, we just need a coach. We drafted well. We drafted some good players over the years. You know, we just didn't have the structure and the coaching. So for me, you know, I want to give a shout out to Mike Brown. And I know that this season, it wasn't as pretty as last season. You know, we didn't have, obviously, we've had some injuries. We've had some up and down play. But the resiliency and the team that I saw tonight, scrapping for every loose ball, defending every shot at the rim. When people, the knock on Mike Brown with this team anyway is, oh, well, you guys, you know, it's a lot of shooting. You guys are skilled offensively, but you don't play defense. They were some dogs tonight at the rim. They were some dogs tonight on the offensive rebounding side. And that's what we want to see. Like, we want to see growth. And I think that this team grew up a little bit tonight. They're not the youngest team ever, but they're not the oldest team ever, too. And we've sustained some injuries. You know, we had some guys out. And I felt like these guys tonight, for the effort that I saw tonight defensively, the effort that I saw on rebounds, we're talking about Sabonis. I don't know if he silenced his critics, but I love grimy Sabonis. Like, Sabonis was grimy tonight, and that's what we're going to need moving forward. And I just felt like it was a different attitude from the guys tonight. Like, hey, we're going to do the little things. We're going to pressure shots at the rim. We're going to compete for every rebound. Just the little things that I didn't necessarily see in the series last year that I'm seeing this year. And even though the record isn't as good, what I saw last night, I'm feeling really confident about this team up against anybody. And I think we finally found a coach that can mess with the talent and give our team a true identity. Like, they were grimy tonight. They were scrappy. It wasn't so much, hey, we're going to let it fly. They're still shooting the ball. It's the Kings. It's like, we play a certain brand of basketball, and we have for a long time. But I felt like tonight we turned a corner as far as, hey, you know what? Curry's going to hit his shots, but Keegan, bother him. Lock him down. We're going to shut down Klay Thompson. We're only going to allow one shot for you guys, and we're going to get multiple shots on the other end. Just the little things. It was really, really encouraging to see this team do the little things well. And for a team like this that has the talent, that has the coaching, right, that has the wherewithal to kind of sustain runs and those things, that the big things that you see, I really, really like to see the little things. And so ding dong, the witch is dead, hashtag dynasty killers, hashtag light the beam, like, we're in here. The Pels, I don't think they're ready for, yeah, okay, we're 0-5 against them, we understand that, but I don't think they're ready for what's coming on Friday, because this team to me is the most confident they've been to the back half of the season, and I'll put them up against anybody. And I'm excited to see Keegan, and you know, I'm excited to see what Keegan can do moving forward. And like I said, I was really proud of Sabonis, because it wasn't the greatest game he's ever had, but the effort, being there on every play, scrapping for every ball, like, I just really, really like to see it. And I'm proud to be a Kings fan, man. Light the beam.
100%. Franchise, since you're still here, Keon gets the job, right, after this postseason performance. And I know it's only one game, but I think he gets it for next season.
No, it's his. It's his, man. It's his. That kid, I'll say this, he gave us a lot of energy. I think guys saw what he was doing, and they were like, okay, well, if Keon's going to be doing this, I got to do it too, because he was scrapping for loose balls. He's closing out. He's boxing out. He's trying to get to the rim. And so, yeah, I agree, man. Like, it's his. It's his. Like, he balled out, and he deserves whatever comes with it. So, yeah, I'm proud of the kid, man, for sure.
100%. We appreciate you, man, and come back anytime. Thank you, Franchise. The resident Laker fan, he's been a long time listener speaker here, ever since we actually started, probably. Beautiful struggle. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, David Sabonis, Liz? Hey, man, I'm happy for you guys. I hope you guys got that picture I sent you. I'm very excited for you guys. You know, this is a good thing. I'm just going to try to run down this really quickly. This is actually a good thing. And the reason for that, I was talking to one of my coaches back in the days, and that coached me in high school. And this is a good thing for the NBA. You know, the players that continue to they try to continue to recycle Bron, you know, KD, Steph. It's a good thing to have this young blood coming into the league. So the league is in good hands, man. And I just saw the Golden State fans talking all this shit. You know, it's just a kind of a good thing to see. I'm usually not petty like that, but it's just funny to me the fact that they're melting down. So. You know, we'll see what happens. I'm hoping MT, Michael Thompson, Clay's dad helps to bring him to the Lakers, but we'll see how what happens in the offseason. But Man, shout out to Keon Ellis. I'm really happy for an underdog. I always love guys who go undrafted and then end up making it into the league. You know, that's kind of been the trend since Chris Middleton and guys like that. Miami Heat's done a good job as well. But and I'm happy for Mike Brown as well. It's like the other speaker said before, just having a coach that has that moxie to push guys. You know, I remember him getting on Keegan Murray in the season, telling him, shoot that thing, you know, shoot with confidence. And just a coach that believes in you. That's the second in command. That's the guy right there, man. Keegan Murray. Definitely outside of Fox, my favorite King player. Just he reminds me of Chris Middleton so much. Just the poise. He doesn't let things bother him. You can see the confidence he plays with. You've seen it at Iowa. And I'm just happy that he's a King. And I've been watching his brother here, of course, in Oregon. So I hope he does good too. But this is a big monkey off you guys' back, because the only issue with the Kings is the mental lapse. If they could fix that going forward, just getting an experience, but they could have let up and they didn't, you know, to the league when they started to lose, you know, the lead they had, but they stood in it. It's the little things, like the speaker said before, you know, 15 offensive boards. And then the fact that you guys played clean basketball, only 8 turnovers, I believe, under double digits, if I recall correctly. Almost perfect at the free throw line. It's the little things like that that go a long way. And I just love the moxie that you guys played with tonight against a veteran team, just to kind of say, you know what, we're here. If we're going out, we're going to go out strong. And you guys did the damn thing. So it was a good thing to see. And Keegan, man, I love that kid. I just hope that he becomes everything that you guys hope for. So, you know, and then Harrison Barnes, too, the hate that he gets. This is a stalwart vet. Like you said, Daly earlier, a fifth option on a really good young team. That's what you want. He does his job. He puts his, you know, his hard hat on and he goes to work. And so I just want to see Sabonis, though, next series, man, take it to Valanciunas, because he could take him off the dribble. He can get him in foul trouble like we got him in foul trouble tonight. I see Sabonis doing that. I think he's going to have a really good series against the Pelicans, or not series, but game, rather. And I look forward to that game coming up. It's just, you know, keying in on Brandon Ingram when he gets to the sweet spots, trying to stop him. You're going to have Keon, other players come over and to kind of throw him off his game. That's kind of the key to Brandon Ingram and disrupting his rhythm in the mid-range. So anyway, I look forward to that. But congratulations, guys. You guys got over the hump. This is only up from here.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
So I will remind people, too, when Keegan Murray was drafted, there was some booze in Golden 1 Center when that happened, and the media continue to push, you know, that we took Keegan over Jaden Ivey. I think Jaden Ivey is going to be a very good player in this league, but we drafted the right player in that instance.
Ben, what's going on?
Yeah, hey Daly, hey Liz. Yeah, man, I'm with you guys with that Keegan Murray propaganda. Let's call them out. They killed it. They killed him. They killed the Kings that draft. You know. He's strictly a four. All he can do is play the four. And also, if you remember from that draft, that's the same draft where everyone was losing their shit because we didn't draft Jaden Hardy and we got Keon Ellis undrafted. So that 0-2 draft was an absolute Monty McNair masterclass. So, yeah, we got our receipts for sure, Daly. But, man, let's go Kings. Light the beam. That was fucking unreal. Does anybody else just sit back after that win? After last year, where we put ourselves through 2 weeks of living and dying on every single game just to play one game and just absolutely blow them out. It's just like, you know, couldn't we just do that for one game last year? But it just makes it even sweeter today. And, yeah, man, it's, I don't know, it's lined up for the Kingies. Okay, so the number one seed. Out of the top four seeds, that's the team I wanted for Sacramento the whole time. And and now we've got the Pelicans, and that 0-5 on the season, like, yeah, that's daunting. But I don't know. It looks like Zion's done a hammy, Brandon Ingram hasn't looked 100% since coming back. So, you know, it's definitely not that 0-5 team that we've played during the season. So, yeah, it's all out there for the Kingies. And one last thing, man, Keon Ellis. Thank God for Keon Ellis. Like this whole back end of this season, I was pretty much just hanging on what Keon Ellis was doing as the season was falling apart down the stretch, man. And And yeah, we're so lucky to have him. And what he brings in that starting lineup is that defensive versatility, but defensive intensity. And like some of the other speakers have said, it just uplifts the other guys. Like, I think a huge reason of why Fox is standing up is because you've got this guy who's a bloody two-way player starting next to him and is bringing this energy. And all you can do is match it and play as hard as that. And yeah, it's incredible what Keon Ellis has done this year. And yeah, let's go one more so we can get back here next week and talk some more shit.
Absolutely, Ben. Thank you for coming through as always. Sean, what's going on, man? Thanks for waiting.
Thanks for the opportunity to speak. So I'm a Grizzlies guy, and the last time the Warriors missed the playoffs, the play-in, was due to the Grizzlies, right? Yeah, it was due to the Grizzlies. So it's fun to see this win for the Kings. And I'll say this, when you see the Kings and the Warriors matchup last year, Kevin Huerter, Malik Monk, you think they should have a place in this matchup. You think they should be there in this matchup. And y'all did not have either of them, but you had Keon Ellis. I'm just going to say real quickly, the Kings, when it comes to their current level of success, it's based on offense. But one of the best developments for the Kings has been Keon Ellis. He showed up tonight. He was an absolute positive. He was tremendous. You didn't have Huerter, you didn't have Monk, but you had Ellis. And he made a difference tonight on defense. And that led to a win over the Warriors. From the last team that eliminated the Warriors in the play-in tournament, defense matters. The fact that the Kings can develop a talent like Ellis, it showed up tonight. It was tremendous. So from one small market to another, congratulations on this win. I hope y'all beat the Pelicans. I hope y'all continue on. But, like, I'm just going to be honest. It's awesome to see the Kings succeed, especially with the fact that they are succeeding with the injuries that they're experiencing. For Fox, for Sabonis, congratulations to y'all. It's awesome to see. Y'all are a team that has found success on offense, but yet with Murray, Ellis, others, Murray and Ellis made the difference tonight. Sabonis and Fox have defined y'all's success so far in this era, but it's Murray and Ellis that led to this win. So I'm just going to say congratulations. I'm going to cheer for the Grizzlies over the Kings in the future playoff matchups, but from one small market to another, congratulations. It's awesome. And I hope y'all beat the Pelicans. I think y'all can make a matchup with the Thunder, but just congrats. This is a big win. So congratulations to y'all, especially with the development of the defense last year compared to this year. Congratulations to y'all.
You know, honestly, last year we just didn't have the type of players that could put forth the effort so our defense could be this good. And Sean, thank you for that. And I love it when people mention, small market teams and being unified in that way. That's real, man. So thank you so much. And good luck next season. Appreciate you coming through, man. Y'all, I think it's time to close shop. Liz, any last words?
I mean, just enjoy tonight, y'all. Friday is going to be another test for this team. But enjoy tonight. Enjoy the next couple nights. Because tonight was special. Tonight was a great win. And like I said, we've just been wanting a chance for all these years to play some important games in April, and we're finally getting that. So enjoy it, embrace it. Because again, we don't know what's going to happen. We have no control over what's going to happen. So when the Kings win, it's a great night, And I love what they did tonight. They played amazing. The whole team stepped up, you know, and like, and the coaching staff did a great job. So just all around, just a great, great win, a great, great night. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for Friday, but I'm going to enjoy these next couple days, not stress about it, not worry about it, and enjoy the beam that's lit in the sky.
You guys are the best. Shout out to all my speakers. We appreciate you coming through on this amazing night. Yeah, fuck it. Call it Kings Light the Beam. We are the Legend Killers. Good day, good night, and light the beam.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug, but I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style, and you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.